Welcome to Drop Gears, everybody. Welcome to 2024 and welcome to our new design and unfamiliar faces in some part. Hello, I'm Chris92.
Hello.
Also Hello. With me, I have my co-hosts Shorty and Lime. And Lime's a little bit too big in the stream. There we go, fixed.
Yeah, hey. Make me smaller because I'm smaller in real life either way. Oh my god, I'm lagging.
No, you should be fine.
Okay.
I wanna be lagging. I'm not lagging. Unlucky.
Let the camera follow you.
Yeah, I mean that still works. Anyway, still works. Yeah, I'm doing fine. I felt a little bit sick today when I woke up, but I ate something, went shopping, played table tennis. All good now.
Good, good. Lime, how are you doing?
I'm actually doing fantastic. I quit my job.
Yay.
Haven't you happy?
Yep, now we can have Drop Gears 3 times a week. Easy.
Actually, yes.
Hey, Chris, by the way, don't you also want to quit your job? Because then we have 3 people without a job here. Woo!
What job?
They
are Yeah, right?
Yeah, this renamed from Drop Gears to Drop Jobs. Easy.
Yep.
We all have to go to the Agent to Huawei to
Yeah.
New fucking job.
Chris but promoted it won't be to today. Podcaster. Well, let's get into the first topic, I would say.
Beginning we should quickly discuss why you are here and not a certain other person that usually would
exactly.
have introduced himself.
I actually didn't test if this works. I jumped in really quick here because we were supposed to have a new guy that, you know, calls the shots in the podcast. Let me quickly check if this actually works. Because of course it does not, because I forgot to move this up.
Yeah, it's only visual. That's
good
enough.
It's out of place. And we'll fix it.
Yeah. Aww.
F11 as usual, and that should hit now. Yes, I know you guys can't. Changing things live. Boom, look at that. So, yes. Who wants to read it?
I don't have the same. You were showing it, but I now know.
I have it. I have... No, wait. No, I will have it. I have it. Should I just read it?
Go ahead. I can also read it if you want.
Okay, so... import. Tweeted. Xed. I don't know how the fuck to call it nowadays. I've made the hard decision to remove myself from the hashtag Dropped Gears podcast. There's many reasons, but my vision for the podcast doesn't align with what the community needs. I will be focusing solely on Evo TM business matters and XP Evo. Be kind to each other. See you soon. That's basically what he tweeted. Yeah.
It is sad.
This is y'all's fault. No.
Yeah, you guys canceled him too hard. Yeah, it's. I talked to Aaron about it in more detail and. I don't want to discuss exactly what he said, because that was private. He left in good terms, and he wishes the podcast good luck in whoever will replace him. For now, like a few episodes, that's going to be me.
We don't really have any plan right now. It's just there is a certain reason why we're doing a podcast today, because, later
things,
yeah,
but the exact future of what we're gonna do, we actually don't know right now.
Yeah,
maybe we can have some how is it called, like people can apply to the podcast. No, it's casting. We can have a casting, you know.
Yeah, there's one idea we had.
Hey guys, send you a video showing us how good you were.
And tell us why you will be a very good fit for our podcast. And exactly. We need to, and you have to have at least one cancel on Twitter, X, or in the Trevania community or something. So, yeah.
Exactly. No, so there was an idea that we had, which was to have different members of Evo just rotating through as like a third person alongside you guys and then alongside special guests. Yeah, we still have to discuss how that's going to continue. But for now, I'm here, as I always was, but just a little bit more visible now.
Yeah, I mean, I said it before we actually started, but the one positive thing is that instead of Chris just randomly butting in, actually, it was like this and this, now he can just do it because he's part of the discussion anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it happened a few times.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's all good.
I don't think you should be sorry about it. It was really good interventions, but now it's a permanent intervention. So that's
semi-permanent. I don't wanna become the next import and get canceled. I mean, I do that. I don't need the podcast to get canceled. Let's just say like that.
You do it already on Twitter.
Yeah. Also, no more Twitter rants from me. Hooray. I'm trying to change. A little bit, at least. But yeah.
Good luck with that. Just rant on Discord. Privately.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
As if that's gonna help. Ever change? Nah. Alright. Yeah. I guess we can get into our, I guess, first
topics.
Proper topic of today.
Okay, everybody say goodbye import for one last time on the chat.
So. Yeah, we'll try and get him back for like a proper goodbye episode, but he's not at home at the moment.
The thing is that we wanted to have a goodbye episode, but it was in the Christmas time, holidays, people traveling, no time to even breathe. So that's the main reason why we actually didn't have a goodbye episode. But I guess hopefully in the future, hopefully not so far from now, we can have a goodbye episode with the import. Maybe that changed his mind or something.
Yeah, he said. Go ahead, Shorty.
No, that was my reaction.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. No, but he said if we desperately need like a third person, he'd be happy to jump in from time to time, but he doesn't just want to be here like 24/7 or like every episode. He wants to be like, he's down to be like a recurring guest, but he, paraphrasing here, but yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll still have a long... a whole year ahead of us. So.
Yeah, especially with an upcoming topic. But yeah, second topic of this episode, Snow Cars, Snow Worries. Had the Snow Car for a while now. I don't even know when the last episode was, so...
It was early December.
Was it November?
Okay, so it was out after... So we did have a podcast episode after Snow Car released.
No, I don't...
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't have one in December either. We definitely didn't have the Snow Car yet.
Let me check, actually. When was the last episode? It was, like, sometime after XP Evo. I remember that. But I don't remember what exactly...
I think we had one in November, but that was it. And when it was before the snow car, because
it was the birthday.
I was ranting about the snow car.
It was the birthday
episode.
The episode. Yeah, you did rant about it. Yeah. Oh, also,
yeah,
it's not 52. It's 32.
Maybe I wasn't as usual.
A complete buffoon. Episode 30.
I said the community is not gonna enjoy this update, and guess what happened?
Granati loves it. Oops.
Yeah, did you see that meme? Did you see that meme from Granati? Like, there's this meme where Granati is just, this is fine.
God, yes.
And then the screenshots from him having every single world record on Snowmass.
No. There's a better one. The Granati snow car driving earthquake thingy. Have you seen that one?
That's not snow car. That is a stadium car in wood.
Yeah, but I mean, technically, it belongs, right?
Yeah, but
nah,
the
bro, what is this, man?
Put the peng, peng, peng on.
That, yeah, this is.
That's
the clip,
also
I think.
Really good.
This one here. The snow car is fine. Oh, yeah. This is some great stuff.
I mean, nobody died. I mean, we never said that there aren't going to be people enjoying the update, obviously, but I did predict that the majority, or like at least a huge part of the community, especially keyboard players, are maybe not going to be very fond of this update. And I think it's been almost 2 months now, where almost every single day I see a tweet or a Reddit post either about I hate the snow car, or people that hate the snow car should maybe practice it, or I actually now love the snow car, or I fucking still hate the snow car, and I just can't take it because this is so fucking annoying. Can't we just finally get over it? Like, I'm still not happy about it because, you know, I still think that if you're gonna add more cars, we should have maybe started with the ones that are the most popular. Because
Canyon.
I think that just makes sense. Canyon. And to be fair, after Canyon, it's probably debatable if Valley or like one of the United environments. But either way, starting with Snow wasn't the greatest idea. And even worse is continuing with Valley. But anyway, we now have Snow. People, some complain, some don't. We had a couple of Snow cup of the days, but literally since like almost a month, we didn't have another Snow track of the day. So clearly, it's just a niche. Some people like it, especially some United Andes that started playing Trackmania 2020. Now, because of it, they will have their server, they will have their fun, and we can just move on. Which is what I would say if the next car wouldn't be even worse. Like, I don't even dislike all the United cars in general, but it's just, like, you know, considering how the community is going to react, it's just, this is just not gonna be enjoyable for another at least month or so.
Okay, as someone that hasn't played United, what other type of cars do you have there?
That in United?
Yeah, that could potentially be in the TM 2020.
I mean, so far, I mean, obviously we have the snow car, which is very high steering angle, like a lot of, like, insane steering. And in United, at least, it's not really very smooth steering. Like, it's actually rather keyboard friendly, but because of TM 2020 having a little bit of different physics, and also because people in TM 2020 built the maps very differently than in United, and also because Nadeo made the grass and dirt and plastic and wet wheels smooth steering, the car is very keyboard unfriendly. So people, for example, didn't like that, obviously. You have the next car, also from Trackmania original, Rally. That is the one that is confirmed to be coming, I don't know,
April,
or I don't know, it's the next car that's gonna get added to the game, that's confirmed. Which
so
is basically smooth steering but on crack.
Yeah, so we're getting three new cars, is what they announced. It's Snow, Rally, and then Desert. So April, Rally, and then July is Desert Car.
Yeah,
continue.
Yeah, so basically, Rally car is like full smooth steering, like that's the base. To like drive the point home, I think almost all gamepad players, don't ask me if really all of them, maybe there are some exceptions, but the majority of gamepad players in United literally use the X-Tweak to limit their steering range to 70%, but not in the way that action keys work, but in the way where the full range, the gamepad basically only steers from 0 to 70, or like 60, something between 60 and 70%. That's how much smooth steering is involved, and that because you never want to steer more than 70 or 60% anyway. Like, in the whole car, never. That is going to get added.
So that car is gonna have more smooth steering than this snow car, which
way
is
more.
Already hard to
way
achieve?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how the actual steering percentage is.
I don't know how they will do it then.
The thing in,
I mean, keyboard players are just in the mud, probably. Or,
yeah!
I mean, action key abuse, of course. But...
Yeah, the thing how the rally card works is it's not like the snow card where you just either completely slide out or do nothing. The rally card just slides a lot, and you want to try to avoid sliding as much as possible on road where the snow card doesn't really slide.
I mean, it's pretty much, it's pretty similar to how the snow car now works in dirt and grass, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Not, I mean, I don't know how it feels. To be fair, even Granati said that he doesn't like the snow car on grass and dirt. So, I don't know, but rally car is basically, like, the main physics of the rally car is basically like that. And obviously, other than that, we don't know how the rally car is going to work on wood, for example, we don't know. And we also obviously don't know how it's going to work on plastic and on...
wet grass?
No, ice.
Oh, ice. Yeah.
So obviously we don't know that. So that is obviously up to discussion, or we will see how Nadir is implementing it. If they implement it as lazy, or at least I call it lazy, I don't know, I just... don't like the way they implemented the snow car at all. Like, the way snow car works on grass and dirt just doesn't... I don't know, it just doesn't fit with the snow car at all. Like, not with the main gameplay of the snow car, it just doesn't make sense in my opinion. Like, it should have been at least similar to how the snow car steers on like, road with, like, the high steering. Because, especially now with Rally as the next car being the smooth steering car, why do you already make the snow car smooth steering? It just doesn't, you know? Anyway... So we will see about that. But other than that, I'm not going to say I hate or love the rally car. I don't like smooth steering in general, so that's my personal opinion. But apart from that, I'm just annoyed that probably this whole discussion that is right now actually a little bit dying down with the snow car is going to just reenact itself again and just continue. It's just so annoying. I mean, at least with Desert, which is confirmed to be after Rally, at least that's keyboard friendly. Well, at least in United. We don't know how it's going to be in TM 2020, but I hope, I sincerely hope, that Nadir is going to make sure that the Desert car is going to be actually keyboard friendly. And with keyboard friendly, I mean you don't need action keys. Like, obviously, also the Snow car with action keys, if you're good with them, It's doable. I mean, wasn't it like one keyboard player actually now took the world record on 17 from Granati with keyboard and with action keys? So it's not like it's not unplayable with keyboard, you know? It's just not really, you know, you know that it's not really meant for keyboard, and having to switch between like multiple action keys within the run, it's just not really the most fun thing to do, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's more of a technical stuff to do rather than just...
Yeah, you just play piano instead of Stramania.
Yeah.
I mean, not really. No, it's not that bad, I think. You only need like two action keys, like action key 3 and action key 4, but action key 2, I think. Action key 2 and action key 3. Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, but that's already dirt, two more keys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, use action key 1 on dirt, especially at the start on 25, for example. Let's talk about some of the potentially positive aspects of the rally car and desert car, that being the new blocks. What would they even add for rally? Because I'm still confused. Because like the main aspect of rally were like these grooves in the dirt, sort of. Like the
you mean grass?
Yeah, it's like grass and dirt mixed. And then you have the wooden platforms, I guess.
Those platforms were horrible.
Yeah, like, were buggy.
I mean, we're gonna mention the landing bug situation of the snow car. But if you think that is bad, rally car specifically on those platform blocks, 10 times worse. But only on those blocks.
And do you think they might go back and bring some more snow stuff? Because, like, the tubes are still missing, the castle, or, like, the Great Wall of China is still missing.
You know what? I'll just say one thing to that. I can't really say anything to that, because, obviously, I don't care if I'm gonna get another DM for that shit, but I obviously know some things that I can't publicly mention, so okay. I'm not gonna go into what they are, what, if they do this or that, and I'm not gonna say yes or no, because yeah, that would give that shit away. That just can't work like that, but I don't know. That's that my official answer is, I don't know.
I feel like at least the tubes were like one of those fundamental aspects of snow gameplay in TMUF that I'm just really missing.
Interestingly enough, you know, that with those tubes, I mean, there are RPG, there are tubes, like custom items, obviously, but I've never really seen a snowcar map using those tubes.
I don't think they work the same.
Because no, like they are smaller, so probably not really working with a snowcar.
Yeah, because like the snowcar tubes, they were very specific that you could just drive up straight and basically come out straight the other way without steering. If you did set it up properly.
I mean, that was with the shape of them, obviously, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just a random thought, like, when you mentioned those, I was, like, thinking of the RPG maps where I saw those tubes, and I was like, why did I never see a snowcar map use those tubes? I guess people tried, but it just doesn't work with the snowcar. I don't know. But yeah, the tubes were cool in the original snow, so I would be happy if those would be get added.
Yeah, if you drive on top of them, it's not exact. They're not exactly great, because you get, like, basically, Snow's Brother of the Ramstein bug on them. But, yeah. If a rally, I have no clue. And with Desert, we have to get those metal grates, right? I mean, but if we don't get them, like, wet or narrow roads.
I know what you mean. Oh, no, please don't get me. Please don't give me those narrow roads. I will. No. I don't want precision. I can't do those.
Yeah, but the
thing is, give the metal stuff.
Yeah, the metal stuff is probably pretty cool, because like, we don't really have anything like that. And I mean, if you add those, you might as well add the tubes from snow, because they're pretty much the same. What about
block-wise,
skin?
I don't really care block-wise that much, because the community is way too powerful to create their own custom blocks. But I really just hope for Relicar that ice and plastic and the wood physics feel good. Like, that's basically what I hope about Relicar. Because other than that, I already know that Relicar is not going to be my personal favorite, because I just don't like smooth steering that much. But, you know, ice gameplay and plastic, I want to see that it's at least, you know, working in a good way. That's my personal hope, and the rest I don't really mind much.
Yeah, I think those interactions definitely need to be addressed ahead of time, and actually,
and not as buggy as the snowcar. We didn't mention that yet, but finally they are gonna get rid of those landing works, man.
Oh yeah, the hitbox.
If only someone would have told them that those are I don't know. If it has taken them quite a while to like finally say, okay, let's just do it. I don't know why they said, like, for example, I don't know at the beginning where they were like, yeah, but it has to be like 2020. It has to feel like the old snow. It wouldn't be the old snow without the landing bugs. Yeah, but it's not 23 or more. Or it's not 23. It's 2024. We can have, you know, you we mean, can adjust and improve things, right?
Did you mean 2003?
2023. Whatever, you know what I wanted to say. So yeah, I mean, we also adjusted, you know, landing bugs to stadium. We adjusted the Ramstein bugs to stadium. We adjusted other things to stadium. They literally adjusted something that is very similar to the reason that the hitbox of the snow car is fucked up with stadium car, literally in TM 2020. Because that was the update that literally fucked up mine and Lars' track of the day map, where we built the press forward, press right part. So I remember that update very well. So if they can do it for stadium, I always thought, like, can't we just do this for snow, please? yeah, now we will get that, so that's gonna be really great, because those landings are just... I mean, I can understand that the people that already mastered those are gonna be like, yeah, but why did I spend time to learn how to master those and avoid those landing bugs? But you could have said the same about the Randstein bugs. Like, you also could master them in Stadium and learn how they work and avoid them if you're good at it. But in the end, even me, and I was really good at avoiding those landing those Randstein bugs, it's just cleaner and better without them. It's just not a good mechanic in general. It's just annoying. Like, beginners are not going to understand it. It's going to feel bad. And the way beginners, you know, responded to the snow car was already bad enough. Like, just give them at least that to, like, not hate the car.
The thing is that whenever you have, like, a bug or something in a game, people just think that the game haven't been finished. You know, that it's they didn't test that the game is deficient in some scenes. And I've seen some of the landing bugs, and I was like, it's really no one checked this before?
No, that's how it was in United, and it just was copied.
Just so literally they the copied same almost intentionally the landing bugs?
They copied the entire physics of the game, the hitbox of the car. And the thing is, like, in United, you didn't really have, like, the surfaces, or at least the jumps were a little bit more skewed anyway, that you didn't have that happen that often. But, like, there's some transitions in TM 2020 where they just happen all the time if you happen to land on them.
Yeah, like just sausage blocks. You can't drive on pipes at all. Like, if you have, like, those transitions from the looping blocks, it just, there's just so many situations where the car itself is just not usable. Or if you have reactor down, the car just instantly starts being buggy as fuck. It just doesn't work.
So basically they were like, oh, we're gonna copy paste this and let's hope for the best. And if we have landing bugs, people will have to cope with it.
The thing is also, I don't think they put a lot of time into implementing the United car or the snow car.
No, yeah, it felt really rushed.
Yeah.
Surprise. Has there ever been an Adeo Trackmania update that wasn't rushed in the last 5 years?
The thing is that I think that they were, since I remembered last year, they made somehow like a promise on it, delivering more content and stuff. And I bet they were like, oh my God, we are at the end of the year and we haven't done anything. Oh yeah, what can we rush? Oh yeah, let's put a new car.
They needed something for the 20th anniversary, and the first thing that they came up with was the original cars.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say when or why, but they went with it, and it was a little bit rushed.
I mean, now that they know how the car, the dynamic that it has in the game, hopefully for the next two more cars that we're gonna get, this kind of landing box mistakes or whatever you want to call it, it won't repeat, or at least be lower down, you know, like not having that many issues and working it better.
It's not gonna happen again. I mean, they now made the decision, okay, we don't want these kind of bugs anymore for the new cars, so I don't think they're gonna
Someone saying in the chat, Davi saying, I'm so happy to play TM 2020. I have my TMNF experience now. Everybody almost, I mean, as far as I know, many people move from TMNF to 2020 to not have these landing bugs and just random shit happening. But now it's just happening all over again. So it's like going back to an spaghetti code where you don't know where to fix this stuff because you're just fucking it up on the run.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the only people that really defended those landing bugs were all the OG people from, like, United that already, you know, like, it was quite the irony seeing so many people that just consistently don't care about Stadium, didn't play Stadium at all, never played TM 2020. Then Snowcar gets added, they get TM 2020, play Snowcar only, and then they tell the Stadium people, the ones in the game they just joined, but Snowcar has to stay this way, it always has been like this. Huh?
No, because the thing has always been that way, you want to keep it. I don't know. It's not looking into the future, it's just adoring the past.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all things good now. It took a bit, little bit of complaining, and now we will get a snowcar version without landing bugs. We haven't played with those, obviously, now, but I mean, if you want to say one thing about Nadeo, they are definitely anything but incompetent. Like, when they say they're going to do something, and you know, like, with like fixing this hitbox, for example, now, I think we can be very certain that they are fixing it in a good way. Like, that's one thing about Nadeo for sure. Like, they are really good at that kind of stuff. It's just always weird, like, how they try to. Like, also with the Royal update, I don't have an opinion about the Royal update, but it's just Nadeo always trying to reinvent the wheel. like always, though. Like, even when you don't have to reinvent the wheel with matchmaking, why don't you make matchmaking the way matchmaking works for all games? It's just how matchmaking works, and everyone knows how matchmaking works. Everyone expects matchmaking to work a certain way in games, and Nadeo is like, nah, but let's try something. I mean, it's nice in a way, because sometimes they can come up with something really cool that you would have never thought someone is going to come up with. But
I mean,
the majority of times, not.
There's some things that, like, but this is like the Nadeo DNA, the reinventing the wheel kind of thing. That's what they've always done. I mean, they literally put out a tweet that they're, who was it? I think Googly tweeted like 5 or 6 years ago that he's happy to be at Nadeo because they just do things their own way and not like try to make industry standards work for them or like try to shoehorn them in. I mean, I sort of get that part. But at the same point, it's like, you know, sometimes it would be better to just do what works best.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I like that they are trying things, but when you notice, hey, player base isn't really happy, matchmaking isn't really as popular as we would have hoped, why can't they ever be like, okay, let's try matchmaking the way that we know that it works in all other games? Why can't they at least sometimes be like, okay, let's do it the normal way,
let's
then, if our
orders.
Way didn't work that well. Like, they're always just, I don't know, that's the only thing I don't like about it. I really like that they're trying new things, obviously, you know, but you just sometimes have to accept that just because it's new, it's not automatically better, or just because it's different, it doesn't mean that it's better.
My opinion, they need to, like, stick to their narrative a little bit more. There's a few things in the game where this is apparent. Like, for example, they call matchmaking a ranked mode, but then on Twitter they say like, oh, you need to think of the casuals, that's why we can't make it 2v2, because the casuals then can't get carried anymore. Like, why?
That's true.
Casuals don't have to get carried in a ranked game mode. It's literally what you want to avoid usually, but I digress.
The thing is that no casual will want to play ranks, because ranks are not for casuals.
There's a bunch of people that play ranked, actually, or Discover campaign and ranked. They just played with their buddies together, and they just.
Yeah, that's kind of mental.
It's not really ranked mode, it's just discovery, and instead of, you know, playing the campaign the normal way, a lot of people just play campaign through matchmaking. It's not really the same kind of way. Like, nobody's really playing matchmaking to be like, oh, let's try to, like, get a high rank, let's see how good I am in this game. People just play it for fun. It's literally not ranked. It's literally not ranked. It's not matchmaking. It's just, you know, the normal queue.
Yeah,
do you think that
it's basically unranked, yeah.
Yeah, people that discover their campaign through rank, it's just because they just don't know how to set up a room for them to play together.
I mean, they have the Nadeo arcade room, but then...
Yeah, but most people don't know how to use it. Or don't know where it is, or don't know what it is.
Oh, I'm pretty sure people know how to get there. But, like, the Nadeo arcade room isn't that...
It's not really hidden, though. I mean, if you're a free-to-play player, you can't really play much other than the first 10 campaign maps now and that, so...
Yeah, Shigaon mentioned in chat, this is a good point, actually. In other games, ranked is usually the main thing or the main part of the game, so it makes sense that new players go straight into it.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice to have, like, a normal queue, no leveling up, you know, not, like, ranked with, like, matchmaking. Just for playing, just for fun, and then you have the other thing that is actually for climbing the ladder, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, actually, would be nice, instead of whatever we have, because... I've seen some people that they are trying to rank up and get better and everything, but then you have one people in your team that doesn't know anything, so kind of weird.
Yeah, an idea just at some point around the time where they, you know, pushed the console releases started to be like hyper focused for casuals for some reason, which is ironic because literally the core of the game is just being competitive, like. Just because you're a quote-unquote casual, just because you're a beginner doesn't mean that you're not going to play Trackmania with a competitive mindset. Like, that's literally the core how the game works. Like, it's not a fun game I just randomly play with friends where you have, like, some RNG elements like Mario Kart or where you have, like, you know, a board game. I don't know, but Trackmania is literally all about skill. And even a beginner is going to like Trackmania because it is all about skill. If you like Trackmania, you like to... Do you like the competitive nature of it? And that's something I feel like they is sometimes overlooked with these kind of things because they're like, oh yeah, but even beginners, it needs to be 3v3 because then they can get carried, or which doesn't really make sense anyway. But even beginners want to play this game in a competitive way. That's just
on
not only how matchmaking works, but how the whole game concept works.
Yeah, it's the game itself. It's competitive. How are you? They are just really trying to get rid of the competitiveness of naturally of the game to gather casuals, which is kind of mental because you are destroying your main game.
Yeah, I mean, we had the same discussion about Track of the Day maps. Like, just literally every single Track of the Day map is just casual friendly boring. Occasionally, I have like a casual friendly mixed map that is at least, you know, interesting enough to like for me not to fall asleep while playing, but the maps are all of them are just easy as fuck. Like, just I understand that you can't just have every single map difficult as fuck because even new players need to be able to finish them and, you know, have fun on them, but just because a map is difficult doesn't necessarily mean it's not beginner friendly. Like, where is the mix? Where are the couple of interesting maps that we usually occasionally had? Like, I don't know. I mean, all of our okay boys, we just all agree. Like, we are having less and less fun if the maps from Cup of the Day continue like this. Like, I'm not really playing Cup of the Day that much anymore.
Yeah, I saw one Cup of the Day that was like a really mental game. Like, it was a back-to-back maps with cats. Like,
yeah, okay, that is
like
unfortunate.
But it was three maps in a row that I remember.
Yeah, that was funny, but that's how map really works, so I'm not really blaming.
Yeah, I was like, what? Like, that's okay, one map, yeah, the cat was something. And then the other one was like, okay, this was obvious. And then the third one was like a complete rewrote or something. And I was like, who is checking the maps right now? Because how is it possible to get three maps back-to-back?
Yeah, I mean, we know who's checking the maps, but we also know that the person checking the maps is not getting enough time to actually properly check the maps. So, yeah, I don't know
I
want to
bring up a fun fact, or like a little bit of a food for thought. You know how we've been complaining that Trek of the Day was getting easier and easier? I feel like Royal maps are getting harder and harder. That's
yeah,
for a game mode
Royal.
That's aimed at casuals. And like, especially with the new rework of the Royal mode, it's like you basically get rewarded for tryharding and training the maps ahead of time. Which is like, Yeah, but then for casuals, the game mode doesn't make sense because some of the tricks that you have to do in there, even in like blue sections, there's maps in there where I'm struggling to finish blue sections consistently, and that shouldn't be the case for maps where, or for a mode where beginners are supposed to play and have fun. Like, it's inspired by Fall Guys and like other, oh, you get knocked out, funny, haha, battle royale game modes like that. It's sort of like Takeshi's Castle, but in Trackmania, right?
Yeah.
Yes. But I mean, why that's... do you have like the insanest platforming tricks, climbing pipes, or like maps
you
where
you so
literally have to,
that shit.
Or maps where you literally have to hunt the cut to even be competitive on them? Like, I'm not sure how that makes a lot of sense. Because that's
I'm
supposed
not sure
to be
how
the...
Royal in general makes a lot of sense. Like, they are struggling for maps so badly. Like, can't we just finally agree, okay, we don't get enough Royal maps. Let's maybe not do a new one every single day then?
They only do it every third day, right? Three maps a week? Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, I think.
Really?
Yeah, they changed it like a while ago.
Yeah...
I remember I watched a streamer that True. He was only playing Royal.
Yeah, the one with the classical music. I forgot the name.
No, I think this guy was Norwegian. And he and his people, they were all like, oh yeah, today we have to train for Royal. And I was like, okay, I get it. But like, it wasn't this... casual, and there's one of the main reasons why I don't play Royal is because I just have a skill issue on that shit. I just cannot finish maps. There's some parts on like red and black that I don't know how to do it. Like, and I just wait for the other people to finish for me because I just can't.
Liked Royal. I never played it. I just liked it from the beginning. I played a couple of matches and I instantly did not feel it the way I would have hoped it would feel like. Like, it doesn't feel like the main difference with Royal is compared to like Fall Guys. Like, in Fall Guys, it's all about surviving. It's not about, well, I have to be the first one in the finish, obviously, in the last map you have to be. But apart from that, it's always just, like, all these knockout modes are all about kind of surviving. Like, you don't have to do something crazy, you just have to survive something. But the way in Royal works in Trackmania, you, like, have to be super fast. So now you have these super weird tricks that are meant to be, like, exciting and look cool for beginners, like stunt mode, kind of. But you have to make, you don't have only have to survive them, you have to make them consistently and fast as fuck. Like, that's the difference. And also, like, with Fall Guys, you have, like, one stage, but long. And with Royal, you have, like, separated stages. And for me, that just accelerates that issue even further. Like, I would enjoy Royal so much more if it would be one, but longer map, for example. I don't know, it just doesn't pervade the kind of feel that I had when I played those kind of, like, Fall Guys, for example. Just very different. I never liked it, personally.
With Fall Guys, I don't really felt like you needed more skill, or like, as the maps were passing. Okay, you had the first one that you had to run, blah, blah, and then you had the other ones with some, I don't know, skills that you had to do, but it wasn't like getting harder and harder the next part that you were going. It was like continuously the same level, it was just different stuff. But on Royal, it's like you start with one that is quite easy and then you get to the last part that is so difficult. It's like you lose all the fun in the game because you actually have to focus on doing something. At least that was for me.
I played like one game of the new mode when it came out. It took me like 45 minutes. because I somehow got into the top three because like there were only three teams driving actually. So yeah, it was five maps and like each match took like 8 minutes, which for Royal matches is so much.
Yeah, it's way too long.
Because you have like, it used to be 3 minutes 30 for an entire match, I'm pretty sure. And then you got further into the next map, and at most you had like 10-15 minutes if you were good. But like, the new mode takes so much longer. They reduced it to 4 maps now instead of 5, which is okay, but now you get eliminated earlier. But then like, the whole mode was just changed to be like such a grind fest. I don't know. I'm not sure. Like,
you know what the problem is? Problem is that Royal, instead of having fun mechanics, like, you know, maybe sometimes a map where you have collisions enabled, sometimes a map where you have maybe like moon physics or stuff like that, or where you literally have like, with what Cam said, with like some maps even like having some random disappearing platforms. These kind of fun kind of modes, or like a ball that you have to push for, like basically things or elements that some of those aren't even possible in the game right now. These kind of things you would have to have for Royal. But Royal is just literally another game mode within Trackmania with just more or less normal maps, just harder.
Royal so is like I think I know what Royal is. Royal is like a bastardized version of the platform pack, of the platform title pack, where it isn't about how many respawns you have or how little respawns, but just how fast you can go through it. But essentially, the maps are platforming modes.
It's still about hunting. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's about hunting, exactly.
I mean, everything in Trackmania is about hunting, but that's the problem, right? Like, you have to have those kind of things. Like, collision is, I think, maybe the best example. Like, things that are similar to that, like having collisions enabled, something like that.
Yeah, we all know how buggy collisions are when they are on.
Yeah, considering how they are in Trackmania, the collisions aren't the greatest either. But you know where I'm coming from. Like, something that is not based on hunting, but based on, you know, surviving and being able to, like, push someone over the cliff. Stuff like that is something that fits within Royal.
That's the thing. Like, it was type of game mode that was supposed to be fun and not something that was supposed to be trained for.
Yeah.
Because Royal was like, hey, you're bored of hunting a map, or you cannot get this matchmaking or something. Okay, let's go.
Meanwhile,
Royal
now matchmaking is the mode that is played without training the maps.
Yes!
It's like for Royal, when you have trouble even finding your way to the finish, you know, something went wrong along the way on the map review server.
Yeah, I mean, the map review server, I think, on Royal is dead, so I don't know.
I feel even, I don't know, like, scared of playing Royal, because I was like, why am I even playing when I'm gonna have these people that are hunting the map for hours just to play the Super Royal or something?
Yeah, I mean, obviously now I'm 100% not interested. Like, if I already go into the mode with a disadvantage and I have to train, like, super specific tricks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How many maps is it, by the way, in the map pool? Is
30.
It still... yeah.
For the last 90
How many again? Chris, how many again?
30.
Yeah.
This is World Tour.
You essentially have to try hard 150 very short tricks, or like very short maps, 10 to 15 second maps. That is
insane. That's a few.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, but props to the people that actually do that. Like, I've seen people practicing them, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. I wouldn't do it, but
you mean the 10 players that still do it?
Yeah, like the 10 players.
Yeah, but to be fair, if you're a Royal player, you only have to like learn one new map every 3 or 2 days, so that's obviously very different. But it's not very. That's like the same thing. Like with matchmaking, for example, having 30 different maps would be totally fine, because it's a ranked mode. Like, if you want to get into ranked mode, then you have to get used to or learn those maps before, and that's kind of how the mode works. But for a fun mode that is meant to be beginner friendly, having, or like, I mean, you don't have to, you can just, you know, you don't if you don't want to win, then you can just go into it and just not finish any map ever is also a possibility, but that's not fun. Like, you don't want to be the only one that doesn't know any of those maps. Like, it's going to be, you're going to feel left out. That's not a fun game mode.
Yeah.
That's not beginner friendly at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so weird.
We got lost in translation at Nadeo trying to make the game modes.
Can we talk about
that's
some...
what... Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we talk about something ahead. Fun instead?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I guess not then.
I mean,
I want to continue talking about Rally. I like Smooth Steering so much.
Okay, I guess we're not talking about our next topic then. But yeah, we do have a next topic, actually. I feel like the thing is with, like, you know, other stuff is like there's so much you can talk about and will never be done. Or like
we didn't talk about the campaign at all. It's decent. I don't play campaigns anyway. It's if we get the same amount of rally maps as we now have snow maps and no snow maps at all, which I think is the plan, I'm okay with it. It's not the best solution, but I'm okay with it. It's campaign. I don't play it anyway. I don't know. Don't
if
care.
Someone has a campaign map that could be recommended to me, you know, that I like full speed and dingies, please tell me which one I can play, because I don't think... unless I do a super speed run on a stream playing all the maps once and then skip to the next one, I don't think I'm gonna put a lot of effort in the campaign again, or at least not as much as I did last time. Which I really hunt a map, but I just couldn't get it. What kind of map? Full speed. I like full speed. Something similar to, I think, 17 from last campaign. There was a red map with plastic. I couldn't get it. I couldn't get that shit, but it was fun to hunt. So yeah, thank you. So because I haven't played the campaign at all, but now I have a shit ton of free time.
Now that you have a shit ton of free time,
yes,
you can prepare for what's on screen. You guys have been waiting for it. Import has been teasing you last year and actually told you the wrong date, because literally the same day. But a day after we got told, actually, we have to delay or move. So, without further ado, we can finally announce that XP Evo will be returning to Experion in Cologne this year. And it's going to be
Yay!
I'll be there. Joydy will hopefully be there. Maybe Lime as well.
No, I'm gonna be there.
Oh,
dude,
you're gonna be
birthday.
There. Okay. Oh yeah, right. Yeah, we discussed that. Yeah, we're gonna party hard.
The thing is that, oh my god,
travel.
Because I thought, okay, this is parenthesis, more of my personal things. I have to do something by the end of the year, around November, December. And when I thought in my mind, oh no, XP was gonna be in September. Okay, that's fine. I have a whole October to do my other things and blah blah. And I was like, oh my god, now it's in October. What the fuck? Like, I'm gonna be so packed and the timing and everything.
Just do
mental.
It in September.
But I'm gonna
easy.
Be there.
Yeah, I might actually be moving as well, literally in that time frame. But
you're moving?
That's fine.
Again?
You're moving?
No, I don't know if I ever said that, because it's not really relevant to the podcast, but we are selling our house and we are moving to my grandma's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big family topic. My sister is very fond of this idea.
She's not liking it? I see.
Nah, she's absolutely against it.
Do they have better internet at your grandma's house?
It's going to be the same internet.
Oof.
Yeah. At least you're gonna have internet.
Yeah, at least we're gonna have internet. Hopefully, also when once we move directly, but we will see. Germany, please don't fuck me over again. Yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely gonna go though to Experion. XP. I just don't really want to think about it now because of the travel. But once I'm there, I'm gonna be a happy person.
Yeah. Yeah, we're also very excited, obviously, to see everybody in person again. And it seems like people are excited. 123 likes so far since 3 p.m. afternoon. Florentius.
Me and Lime can get drunk on Saturday.
Yeah.
To the other.
And to those people asking when tickets will be available, I just have one thing to say. More info soon.
Okay.
Yep. We're literally in the early planning phase still. I mean,
okay.
I think I would expect tickets to go live around the same time as last year, maybe. Yes, Lime.
Whoever thought that the best timing to drop that news was 3 p.m., I'm gonna kill him.
What is better then?
You usually drop that type of news around 6, 7 p.m., when people are chilling at home, you know, it's just a Friday. You do it later.
Yeah, but
the later, the better.
We needed experience to retweet it, and they're not at
Lime, it's even better if you do it then, because people are at work checking social media instead of working.
True.
I was one of them.
See?
3 p.m. is a good time, I think. It works.
I disagree on my...
Yeah, we can discuss
on my experience,
later.
But...
Okay.
Next time,
yeah,
I'm going to pay attention to that.
The next ones you can decide when we drop. But it was funny timing because Trilux slipped into my DMs like an hour before the announcement dropped. He was asking, hey, so we're planning for this year and when's XP? We're going to be like, you know, check our Twitter in an hour. He was like, convenient timing. I'm like, yep.
Also, we might have three looks again.
He wants to come, it seems. So, there's also, I know that Otak said he wants to defend his title.
Yeah, I read it that too. And
I hope so.
That's actually really spicy. I like that type of thing.
Yeah,
and how motivated people are.
Guys, so until then, will we already get the rally car as well? The desert car?
Yeah.
So it's going to be two stadium cars, one snow car map, and one rally car and one desert car map, right?
Surely he's fired.
Can we leave those cars out of the competition?
We will probably. I don't know. I'm not making decisions, but I think we will.
We have no plans to include desert, snow, and rally.
Random,
I don't know
shit
about wood yet, but I think we've pretty much nailed down that there will be no alternate cars at 6P.
I mean, but how much does Granadi have to pay you to make to decide differently? Price pool sponsored by Granadi, and then he wins it. And
yeah. Yeah, the Massa guy already said he's coming.
Yes.
Even Derek retweeted and liked it. Tona wrote it down saying he might come. Tatona guy is coming. Hopefully. All XP Evo tracks will be it's rally.
Oh, I want rally car so badly. I don't really like the brake ticks, at least one of them. Like if you can brake trick. Okay, that's going too much into detail, but the brake ticks on Valley are going a little bit far. But damn, do I like Valley. I don't know why.
Valley is fun,
like the steering. I just, you know, the steering with stadium car, it's just always weird. Like the steering curve is just always, I'm playing stadium car since over 15 years, and I still don't really like the way the car handles with steering. But Valley is just so nice.
I don't like the Valley steering high
speed
at all. Not high speed,
yeah, but you
it
don't
feels
build
like
high, you,
it feels
yeah,
like
but nobody
a
builds high speed Valley. Who builds high speed Valley?
Nadio in their campaign.
Yeah, but Nadio is always building weird stuff at the campaign. That's just normal. Like,
that's
just
true.
Ignore campaign and only focus on the actual.
Yeah, but if I want to get like the RTMs and turbo, I have to play them.
Yeah, who's gonna play that anyway?
Me, I wanna play it. But yeah, XP Evo 2024, ticket info and more coming soon. whenever we have them and can share them, still a few weeks or months out. Yeah, people have already asked me, will there be an open map request? I don't think anything's going to be changed in that regard.
A merch shop?
Will there be a merch shop? People have pestered us so much about this.
I mean, you now kind of you have the numbers from this year, so you could kind of expect how many people would buy merch on location.
Considering we have a new merch shop partner, yes. That might be a possibility.
I think that the best way to approach a merch thing is to have like pre-orders, you know, and some merch standing there, but like plus and minus something, not like everything, right? But pre-order, people pick it up, and then if someone likes it, then gonna be like, oh yeah, I can buy that too.
Yeah, I
just
mean,
having a whole thing.
We have to talk to the merch guy or the merch store, considering they're like from Germany and they already mentioned they might be coming to future events of ours, that we could probably organize something like a pop-up merch shop, but that's still to be discussed, and I have a call with them on Monday anyway, so actually let me note that down so I don't forget that.
Yeah, it's very important to note things down. Like yesterday I woke up and I remembered, hey, now I know what I wanted to give my sister to Christmas.
Ah, nice.
No fucking way.
Ah, she's gonna have birthday at some point, it's fine.
Yeah, Hans, I know, but with our previous merch shop, we didn't really have the possibility to order things online. To have things available offline, because all of our merch is made ready to order. So we don't keep any stock, and transporting that stuff back home is a little bit annoying, especially when all of us are arriving by train with packed suitcases. Like, that was already the issue in when we went to Trackadia in 2022, because we ordered, like, all of our Evo hoodies to the Trackadia Hotel to give out to the people that were supposed to come to the event. And then we had to take, like, 7 or 8 of them back home because they didn't show up. Even though they promised, like, 2 or 3 months ahead of time that they would come. So it was, like, a little bit, you know, tricky. But yeah.
Did they have the names on it?
No, they weren't personalized. But
then you could have also given me one instead of only a head.
They already had paid for them, though. Like, they had literally paid ahead of time and ordered them.
But yeah, I would have bet more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
But yeah, what are your guys' plans for 2024 in general? Let's talk about that.
Life right now has been really messy.
Uh-huh.
And, doing many things, paperwork, German bureaucracy, blah, 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 blah. And as right now, I don't have a job. So since April, most likely, I'm just gonna be looking out for a job again and trying to find something and settle down here in Germany. Because for the ones that don't know, I'm staying here in Germany permanently. Woo! Yeah. So
Lime is German now, so now she has to learn German.
Hallo!
Hello. Yeah. Ja, next podcast episode.
Dieser Podcast ist nun Eigentum
der Bundesrepublik Deutschland.
Ja.
Meine Deutsch nicht so gut. Kann ich hier sprechen Englisch? That's the only thing that everywhere that I go, I ask that. But people feel happy. So at least I try.
I mean,
you
can actually learn together with Import.
Yeah.
Even though he's a little bit ahead of you.
I have to do the integration course and all the things, but once I get all my paperwork and stuff. So, yeah, it feels kind of, this year is gonna be a year of changing, I feel like, because I'm just settled down. I can actually say goodbye to my old life, kinda-ish. like all my life in Chile and everything, I'm just saying goodbye to everything there. And now finally, permanently settling down here in Germany. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Now this year is a year that shit is gonna happen, you know? No more tourist Lime, but more like citizen Lime.
That's cool.
On one side, it's really fun, but at the same time, it's kind of sad. I'm really bittersweet about that. But shit's going great.
Yeah. Good. Good. We do have some plans at Evo, actually. In case you haven't heard yet, we are hosting a Dirt Team Tournament.
Oh, yeah, true.
Starting... 1st of... No, hold on. When is it? 1st of February. Mudmasters. Been so long that I've done this stuff that, you know, I'm getting confused with, like, how to even do a host this podcast. Like, do all things.
I yeah. don't really have to do much.
Yeah, we are doing a dirt team competition.
That sounded so wrong. I don't even do anything anyway. It's yeah. just...
dirt team competition with maps by your favorite mappers from Dirt Weekly. We've reached out to a bunch of them. So those that, you know, had fan favorite maps. I don't think that's been shared before. We have like 20 teams signed up so far. It's like 4 player teams, 1v1 and 2v2 sub matches. Points format has been adjusted so there is no draws in the 2v2. And it's just, you know, some good old Dirt team competition. Just a little bit of fun for the Dirt community. If you haven't yet, go sign up. Seeding starts February 1st and lasts until the end of the weekend. That is, I have no clue because I can't see my calendar right now. Should be until, the end of the 4th of February. So like 3 days for seeding. Just, you know, time attack on one map. I think best 2 times from your team get counted. And you get put into a division based on that. Yeah, go to our Twitter, go sign up, go read the rule book. There's the list of registered teams. There's some really interesting names in there so far. You have
Shadow Crancer?
Yeah, the Shadow Crancer guy.
Ah, you guys are
the There's the Dirty Boys, which are like the Dirt, the Evo Dirt server residents. Indie Driver, Halo, and Bark. There's like the Evo full speed team with Lions, Nyx, Inertia, and Hjort. There's the Pivo team, and then there's the Polish. Wait, where is the Polish team? Yeah, Forever, Mime, Deska, and Rotaker. That's gonna be insane. And also the Sun Insider, Boss Bez, and Epos. They're also gonna be pretty good. Also, Shift is participating. E-Line, Equinox, yeah. Some very interesting...
It looks very interesting.
Yeah, some very interesting team names. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that Dutch name. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. It's
going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, if it would be Trackmania, if it would be 2020 or 21, I would say, what Dirt community are you talking about?
There's a lot of people that like TM 2020.
But gladly things change. Yeah, I know, but I mean, you know that the actual Dirt community from before TM 2020 absolutely did not like the new Dirt. So, yeah. No, but I do like the Dirt in TM 2020, and now, of course, there's also a community around it.
Yeah.
So it's a nice event.
Yeah, there is a €200 base prize pool, and you can we have open crowdfunding. Basically, if you send a donation to Evo with the message that it's for the Mudmasters prize pool, all of that goes straight to the prize pool and then gets paid out.
Did you know there's also another event with...
What?
prize for.
Oh, right. Yeah, you are doing your 128 route snow map. No car.
Yeah, I'm still not sure if that was a good decision to just throw out 500 euros for that.
This thing, right?
Yeah, that
that thing reminds me of the old IGN Esports logo somehow. I'm not gonna lie, that looks like
what logo?
Huh?
Which logo?
The green thing here looks like the IGN Esports logo from back in the day. Yeah, Cup of the Environment, Stadium versus Snow, happening in 3 days.
Yeah, on Monday. I'm gonna, for the very first time, use the competition tool by Inadeo, so yeah. Wish me luck with setting that up correctly. But yeah, I've spent way too much time building a map where you can choose between Stadium Car and Snow Car 7 times on the map, and I've planned to have all 128 routes to be similarly fast. So, Granadi, I'm looking at you. Don't betray me. Don't just, zoom away on snow.
Easy.
But I'm actually fairly confident that even Granadi is not gonna... I mean, obviously Granadi is gonna be better at snow than me, but I've taken that into consideration when calculating. So, it should be fine.
Nice.
Yeah, we will see. But anyway, yeah, I really like the map, and I really think also now Crass made the scenery is looking really nice. So I'm looking forward to that because the Krusty Fall guy, yeah. And I mean, with that kind of concept, it's gonna be really interesting to have like fast learn with this obviously cup mode on Monday. Then you know, until Friday there is Time Attack where the other 12, like the top 4 from cup, get into the top 16 qualified, and then the other top 12 from Time Attack.
I see.
And
I
then
see.
You play cup mode, which is basically three types of playing the map. And I feel like, you know, considering the concept, what I'm really hoping for is that every single stage of the map, people are going to drive different routes to like win. Like maybe full stadium or like stadium halves, you know, certain things. Obviously, you know, certain routes are gonna probably be faster, but not necessarily to be the most consistent. So that's gonna be interesting. I hope it works out well. I hope someone like Granadi is not gonna just fully destroy the competition by just going snow car. I've really spent a lot of time making sure that shouldn't happen, but we will see. I'm still scared, but what can you do?
Just put a hidden anti booster on the full snow car route.
Yeah,
or make it so if you take all 7 snow car routes, you get a black screen through Media Tracker.
That's not even a bad idea. Just force people to only take at most 6 snow cars. So even Granadi has to think, okay, where do I not go snow car?
Yeah.
But no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm confident that in some stages or like some parts, stadium car is probably the way to go. At least for like consistency, so I'm not that scared. We will see. Whatever happens, happens. I'm happy with the route. I'm not calculating it anymore. I'm done with it. I'm just waiting until Monday, set it up, and maybe ask a certain guy that is definitely not aware of it. But hello, Cam, just fix it. Can you work for me, please? But no, nice. I should be able to set it up. But maybe just let him look over it quickly to like make sure that I didn't have it wrong. And once the event is running, there shouldn't be any need for someone to intervene anyway. But I don't want things to not work, you know.
You realize if you have Kem look over it, right, that you have to become more active again as admin on the TM Discord.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I really?
Now that I've said it, yes.
Like every 3 months or so. I mean, not the last 3 months, but like half a year ago, every 3 months, like when I had too much beer, I was just writing there randomly. Said, I'm gonna be more active again. It didn't last more than 2 days. Never.
Wonderful. Yeah, Mudmasters is not the only thing that we're gonna do this year. Obviously, we have XP Evo, and in between that and Mudmasters, pretty sure we can fit in one or two more things.
How about we do a something ready versus summer. Snow event, Chris? So
I mean, we can do like a TM 2020 United event, maybe, with like all the free cars once they're out in July.
Actually, not a bad idea either, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Kim, you pretty much have two Infinite and Fubs do everything. And maybe Linux Cat sometimes in Coop. Yeah. But yeah, no, there is something cooking. I'm not gonna say much, but, you know, Full Speed community, we know you're out there.
Are they really? I saw a tweet that Full Speed is getting stale.
Oh, you saw Twitter. The A4 tweet? That? Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that because I really had to try my best to not just respond with nobody did it so far, but there was I think Warmy said maybe introduce breaks to make it more interesting. I wanted to write something along the lines, how about you just introduce fun into Full Speed so it's fun speed, because Full Speed is no fun, right? Anyway.
Y'all are jealous. Full Speed is really fun. You just don't have the skill.
But yeah,
I don't like Full Speed.
Hasty campaign releases this week. Anyway, next topic. No, I know that XLRB and the people, I think Hank is me, Capman, and whoever else is working on that.
Yeah, I also saw a tweet from XLRB that they are going to do something a little bit differently. I don't really know what exactly, because they said maps are going to stay the same kind of concept. So not sure what they are going to do differently, but... Yeah, I mean, Icy Campaign can be fun. I'm not an Ice player either, but I did play it, I think, once or twice. It's not bad.
Also, from what I heard, there might be a certain fun event happening soonish. I don't know how much of this is public and how much I can say or not, so I'm just gonna, you know, just leave it at that, and we'll know more by the end of the month.
At the end of the month? We are at the end of the month.
No, like the actual end of the month, like, you know.
In 4 days.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
4.5, I guess. But yeah, there's something coming. Where Evo may or may not be involved
something
somehow.
Funny?
No, something fun.
Something fun.
It's pretty interesting, actually. Now import is gone, but we still have someone that is leaking everything.
Yeah. I'm not leaking, I'm teasing, okay? I'm teasing.
That's different.
Also, the World Tech Tournament, no, not the, what is the thing by Speedy, the TME, Trackmania Tech, TTE. WTT is coming up, but Speedy and the TTE boys are also cooking stuff. They should be doing some stuff soon.
I don't really know if this is really the time to revive tech-only competitions, but hey, go for it. If there are people that are interested, I'm not the person to just tell them don't enjoy what you enjoy. So yeah. I kind of feel like the tech scene may be dead, but maybe it isn't. So
I don't still know. Feel that tech plays best in TMNF, at least feeling wise, in my opinion.
Feeling wise, TMNF and TM2 are kind of the same, but TM 2020, at least for me, kind of destroyed the single style in general. Like, I don't want single styled maps unless the way I build it, where I'm like, you know, always trying to build something that is not actually the style that it looks like. That's different, but normally mixed maps are just way better in general.
I mean, yeah, backwards maps are always backwards style, mostly.
Yeah, but not all of, like, one of them was backwards and forwards against each other. One of them was backwards and then sometimes switching to forwards again and then to backwards again. And one was, only one was backwards only.
Yeah. Also, your backwards server needs some love, by the way. Just saying.
Yeah, I also need some love, by the way.
You can have a hug at XP.
So sad.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that.
Yeah. We can do a group hug.
Nobody hugs me at table tennis. All I get is All I get is hateful comments.
Because you play so defensive?
No, because I play with long pimples. They don't care if you play defensively or not, just the pimples.
I see.
I mean, it's all fun. It's just...
I guess we haven't talked about it on the podcast yet, but we're now sponsored by Hetzner. Thank you for reminding me, Stream Elements Bot. Yeah.
That is a very interesting way to get reminded.
Yeah. No, I wanted to talk about it earlier when I saw the message. We were in the middle of a conversation. But yeah, we now have Hetzner as a sponsor. They help, like, we've been using them as server provider for years now, since 2020, 2021, something like that. And yeah, we host all our servers there. Pretty much everything we do is, yes, it is clickable.
No, it's not quick. No, you have to do a space after best and dingies.
I thought there was a space in there. On my end, it's clickable, which is weird.
It could be that space, that the space is just...
Oh, it might... Oh, I think it was a... I think it was like a line break instead of a space. That's why it...
Yeah, exactly.
Let me fix that really quick.
Yeah, I cannot click on that.
Yes, that is meant to be a thing. Where is that stuff?
I'm surprised that they still went through with the sponsorship after we used their signs already on me and Nico's map for the Christmas calendar. We didn't even talk about Christmas calendar. I mean, there isn't much to talk about it, I guess, especially since it's a little bit already over. But
oh yeah, we did a Christmas calendar. That's true. I hope you all liked Aaron's
Weihnachtsbäckerei 2.
Weihnachtsbäckerei 2, yeah.
Okay, oh, I said 2 instead of 2.
It should be fixed next time it posts.
I built way too many maps in that time span there.
Yeah, you were you were cooking.
I was actively working on like 6 or 7 maps at the same time.
I'm surprised I finished my tech map, even though, you know, some people hated it or said it was not good.
Yeah, people are always so hateful. I would have definitely really not flamed it at all, never.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally not you, yeah.
I mean, I'm at least, you know, not I'm at least not insulting mappers. I'm not always liking maps, but
I tried. Okay, that's all that counts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I did tell you that you have to, that with the map, the way you build the map, you have to expect some people not liking it.
Yeah, I figured. But yeah, EAC was cool. I think Yami was like going insanely ham on like all those author medals and like trying to get every record, but then he complained about 3 ice maps in a row. He was like, when's not ice coming? Like at the start of the campaign. I was, yeah, a little bit unlucky with the scheduling because we had to reorder some of the maps. Because people didn't get done in time, but, you know, at the end of the day, it was a cool, old project.
How do you not get a map done in time? It's kind of a weird thing to happen.
So, one person, their graphics card died.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
another person, I don't remember what their excuse was, but they basically were hard to contact. Or, like, hard to, you know, keep in check. Or were, okay. I don't know. Didn't have motivation or whatever. I wasn't too involved in the planning of that this time. That was all XLRB and Snippin, I think.
Okay. I mean, I can understand that if the graphics card is dying, then obviously there's not much you can do. But otherwise, I feel like not getting a map done is kind of a bad excuse somehow.
Yeah, I was 9 to 5. I was talking about the graphics card. But yeah, what else? There was something I wanted to talk about. You guys have anything you want to talk about? I'm short.
I talked about quite a few things. I mean, I complained about the snow car, I complained about rally car, I complained about campaign. We all ranted about rally. Anything else I can't rant? Just kidding.
What's in the store for 2022 for you? I mean, 2024.
Oh yeah, there is one thing. I'm gonna go to a convention in February called GG Bavaria. Like a gaming convention, a smaller one here in Munich. I'm gonna go there with Aaron and Venom to do some networking for Evo. More opportunities for stuff.
Finally fancy enough to use the fancy words networking instead of having fun.
Yeah, we literally
we're gonna have shareholders and
I mean technically no, we're not gonna have shareholders, but yeah, there's some potential.
I wanted to wake up early to feed the shareholders.
Yeah, there's some potential stuff to talk about. And just, you know, getting out there, trying to learn from other orgs, finding potential sponsors for XP Evo, that kind of stuff.
That sounds nice.
So, business things. But, you know, it's better than sitting at home all day. Yeah, it's weird. The more things I do for Evo, the less I play Trackmania. I kind of noticed that. Like, over the past few years, I've played so little Trackmania.
If I wouldn't have started mapping, I would probably barely play Trackmania either. Like, I play Trackmania. Like, I actually normally play Trackmania maybe 1 hour every 2 days or so, or even less, because all I do is sometimes play Cup of the Day. Otherwise, I'm either mapping or doing something else.
And when I boot up,
mapping is fun. I really enjoy watching people play Trackmania more than playing it myself.
Yeah, same. I like watching Amaterasu a lot.
I love sitting right beside the gecko and just seeing him playing. It's so relaxing because I don't have to do anything. And his gameplay is actually good, so I enjoy it. I play myself, it's just fail after fail, and I get frustrated.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, what I would really like for 2024, even though I don't have any plans for that, is like the event I'm hosting now. I would really like to actively avoid building Track of the Day maps. I still like the way I'm building maps because that's just how I'm motivated. I'm not always looking for, I'm going to build this map next, so I'm going to try that. I like randomly get an idea about something, and if it works, I'm going to just bulldoze through like 20-30 hours of building the route itself already, stuff like that. But nowadays map review is just actually that bad that once my maps actually get through, and I know this sounds weird, but considering the last map was the turtle map, which did not have to go through map review, but map review is just getting worse and worse, and I don't have any fun anymore once the map finally gets Track of the Day. So I just want to do something else. But obviously I want it to be interesting and big enough to not be just some random event 20 people play. Because as a mapper, you want to watch people play your maps. You want to see streamers like Spam, Trilux, or I don't know, like you want to see their point of views and what they say about the map. So I really want to like kind of do something like that, but without having it to be Track of the Day. And the only way I could think of, at least for now, was, okay, I'll just throw in some money. And after that, I don't know how I'm going to do it in the future. Maybe something with Evo, but it's not really an Evo thing because it's literally just me doing my thing. So that's maybe not compatible, but we will see. Well, that's something I want to maybe try. Maybe something together with other mappers. It doesn't have to be me all the time. Like, I don't... Like, if it's something weekly, I'm not going to build a map every single week. I don't want to be forced to map. I just want to build a map when I have an idea. Like, maybe once a month, once every 2 months. Like, not more than that.
Yeah, like, I've actually... Like, for TM 2020, when I boot it up, it's mostly either if I need to do something on one of our servers, or I want to screenshot something for somebody having a question in the Trackmania Discord. Like, I barely play nowadays. Like, I've booted up TMUF more to play these this month than I booted up TM 2020. I've played, that like, so I don't know, 20 hours of TMUF this month. Just because I had, like, fun going back through old Stadium Mini-Tech maps and, like, just old United maps that I used to enjoy. Just, you know, I like the... It might be, like, nostalgia, but I also think that some of the... it just has a different vibe to it that I enjoy more, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But do you think if once Nadeo added more cars to a GM 2020, that's going to shift again? Or?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
The issue...
Because objectively, TM 2020 is definitely better. Just literally fast respawn itself already.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to deny that TM 2020 is the objectively better game. I also enjoy TM 2020. But what I don't enjoy is the way they implemented the additional cars.
Really?
I feel like they should have kept them separate. Like, the whole switching mechanic throughout the routes or throughout the map, as cool as it is as an idea, I feel like it doesn't fit. Especially with how people are mapping now with Snowcar. I have very bad foreshadowing to potential map 25 in the campaign involving... the snow car, the rally car, the desert car, and the stadium car. And it's just,
I mean,
gonna be
so far, I think the plan is the plan is literally to just not have snow car at all in the next campaign and replace all the time all the maps where snow car was used now to with rally. And then next campaign again, then the same thing with desert. So, like, basically have like a seasonal gimmick.
Yeah, but what's,
car,
the, what's with
of.
The campaign after that? What's with the fall campaign? Like, in the fall campaign, are we just going to have... Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
But
I mean, we have,
like... Like, imagine in the fall campaign...
You will only have a stadium car.
I mean, I hope so, personally. But imagine having a map 25 where you literally switch between all four cars and it's an absolute nightmare to drive. Because you suddenly need to fiddle with 15 fucking action keys to get all the smooth steering.
Yeah, but why are you still playing keyboard?
Piano.
It's your own fault. That's
because
what Reddit is telling
switch.
You.
But, oh, talking about action keys, didn't Nadeo say they wanted to revamp them? So we might be seeing that with the
No, they
update.
Didn't say they want to revamp them. They said that they are, you know, looking into it.
Ah, okay.
Like,
yeah,
they never actively... Yeah.
Same as they're looking into a new training campaign since 2021. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know, but I'll be honest with you. I don't think Nadeo can come up with something that is better than action keys. I don't think anyone... I mean, there are a couple of people like me probably that played around with it. I mean, you know that I played around with some illegal cheats to like find my own kind of action key system. And even with the limitations that I obviously have through Open Planet and through certain other stuff I used... it's just not possible. It's just not possible. I don't think you can have a better system than action keys. You can maybe add more action keys again to have like 10 action keys instead of 5 again. That is a possibility.
But we used to have that in it.
Yeah,
we used to have
people
that.
People
yeah.
said it was too powerful.
Yeah, it was just too much.
Yeah, I mean now if you would add them back, it wouldn't be too powerful because all the. Like, you wouldn't use them as much anyway anymore. Like, bobsleigh changed, obviously ice
yeah,
changed.
Water bounces are changed.
Water bounces fully changed. You don't need action keys at all there anymore. Where else would you use them? I mean, you would maybe use them with dirt nose lights. They are a little bit more powerful there again, but gamepad is gonna be still more powerful there, kinda. So, it wouldn't be the same as before. It still wouldn't be ideal, obviously, but that's, in my opinion, the only way to make action keys more powerful. Like, I don't think there's going to be a better system. That's my honest opinion. I like that they are actually trying to find something, because I do think that that they actually do try to find something, but how? Like, what would the solution be? Like, I've tested so much with trying to emulate analog input by tapping. It's impossible to get anywhere near the consistency even gamepad players have. Just not possible.
Yeah, I've been trying out pad a little bit on United, especially on Rally. Like, some of the Nadio maps, I guess, are super simple to get to. But, like, I just can't do the fine movements required on the stick. I just can't. Like, I end up tapping, which is, I'm just too from key.
Yeah, just wait until Desert, then. By then, Rally and Snow are dead again. All good.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, let's be honest, it is what it is now. I just hope that with the Rally release, it's not going to be as bad as it was with Snowcar. I'm fearing that it's going to be, again, a little bit of a shit place on Reddit and Twitter for, like, maybe the first week. But hopefully now, since it's the second time, and people definitely should be expecting it with a Rally car, because people are telling people that Rally car is going to be just worse. So considering people at least don't have the wrong expectations, maybe it's going to die down quicker. So I'm not going to get annoyed when I open Reddit.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be fun. I mean, at least people can blame it on April 1st if it's going to be completely bad, right?
So. Do you think that it's going to be released on April 1st?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, the campaign drops on April 1st, right?
It should, unless they're gonna delay it, because otherwise the winter campaign would be the shortest you would have so far.
Didn't they delay this campaign?
Yeah, they delayed it because of the holidays, though.
Ah, okay.
Actually, would make sense to just always keep the schedule of the campaigns the way it is now. Yeah, a little bit offset, because at the end of the year, they again have holidays, obviously, so...
Yeah.
Would kind of make sense, in my opinion, to just all have it delayed. If they're gonna release the car before the campaign or not, I don't really know. I would kind of expect them to like, release it with the campaign. But, yeah, I don't... We will see.
Alright. I think we've reached our end of the topics for... Anybody has a fun story to share about what they did during Christmas or something?
I got married.
You got married?
That's the moment you decide to say that?
You know, I was going to ask you ahead of the podcast if you want to share the news and not like within the last 3 minutes of the, you know. Congratulations.
That's the best way of announcing it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, congratulations again. Very good timing.
Yeah, she got married just so she could go to XP Evo 2024. That's
Of course. I needed
that is dedication needed.
Yeah, that is dedication indeed. Yeah.
You see, it's really nice.
Yeah.
It's that, not that focused is, in anyway.
That is
but
a nice ring, though, yeah. Yeah, Gekko.
Where's the hobby? He's working as usual.
As he says, Gekko is his real dad now.
Oh yeah, true. We have some babies. We have to re-adopt it now.
Yeah.
But yeah,
congratulations.
It was really crazy.
Cats, right?
What cats?
What babies?
We adopted as a joke some kids from the Trackmania community, and Essie is one of them, Shadowcrancer, Marina, Josh, Nadax. We have like 5 kids. We needed a team, you know, so we adopted the best out of them.
Can I be
the good five? So you can choose any of the 5.
Wonderful.
Trackmania is just one big family.
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, I met my daughter and my son last XP Evo. Hopefully, I can meet the other three that I'm missing.
Yeah, get them tickets. Or tell them to come.
Nah, they can pay their own. They are babies, but not so babies.
Okay.
Depending on if I have a job or not. Yeah. I hope so.
We'll see. Yeah, best of luck to both you and Gekko, obviously. I think that's it for today's podcast. Thank you everybody for tuning in to Drop Gears. If you're listening on Spotify, thank you. I know we've been gone for a while, but you can expect us back a little bit more often. Probably not every Thursday. We still
every
need to...
2 weeks now.
Don't give them expectations.
Yeah, we still need to figure out the new schedule. We'll be back before XP Evo 2024.
That's something we can hold to.
We can promise that much. You'll see us when we're back. Yeah. Just stay tuned on our Twitter or Discord. We'll announce it there. And yeah, I wish everybody a good night, because it's past midnight. I need to go watch anime.
Same.
Yeah.
I need to go make cookies.
Enjoy your cookies. Cookie making.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.